सं नट भर बपु कर्ण यो कर्णिकार विम्रद्वाशः कनक कपिशं वैजयन्तीं च मालाम् रन्ध्रान् वेणुरधर सुधया पूरयन् गोपवृन्दैः स्वपद रमणं प्राविशद गीत कीर्ति
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavana, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Now, in the fourth shloka, that is the previous shloka, it was said, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, "Hey Parikshit Maharaj, these gopis, after having heard the song of the flute, they wanted to describe that song. However, remembering Krishna, they got bewildered and they could not speak." Now, what did they remember about Krishna? That is being described here in this particular shloka by Sukadeva Goswami. The gopis became speechless, but Sukadeva Goswami is describing that form of Krishna which came into the minds of the gopis, which made them speechless. However, Sripad Sanatan Goswami Pad is saying that Sukadeva Goswami is describing the form of Krishna along with the gopis. That is another approach to this by Sripad Sanatan Goswami. Barha Pidam. The first description is Barha Pidam. Barha means peacock. Pida means, apida means feathers. So, Barha Pidam means peacock feathers. Now, in the mind of the gopis, it came the vision of his hair decoration. His hair is decorated with various items like mukut, sometimes with flowers, cloth, leaves, etc. But out of all the decorations, the most significant is the peacock feather. Srila Prabhupada says in the Darshan Shloka, Venam Kvanantam Aravinda Dalaya Daksham. One who is playing the flute and whose eyes are more beautiful than the lotus. That is Venam Kvanantam Aravinda Dalaya Daksham. One who is playing the flute and whose eyes are more beautiful than the lotus. Barha Vatamsam means, the word Barha is here. One who has the peacock feathers on his head. Asitambuda Sundarangam, meaning one whose body is like the blue rain clouds. कन्दर्पकोटिकमनीय विशेषशोभं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. Meaning, one whose body is more beautiful than crores of Kandarpas. Such a Lord Govinda I worship. The Supreme Lord has millions of forms, but out of all the forms, this is the most beautiful form. Srila Sukadev Goswami is not mentioning the name of Krishna, but he is describing his form, that he wears the peacock feather, Varaha Pidam. So here we can see that Krishna's decorations are all the forest decorations. He wears all the items from the forest for his decorations. The peacock feather, the flowers. Next is Vapuhu, meaning body. What kind of body? Natavara Vapuhu, meaning a form which is like a dancer. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad says that Krishna himself is amazed seeing his own beauty. Krishna has accepted a body which is favorable for the human-like leelas and which amuses himself. Vara, Natavara Vapuhu, Vara. Vara also means groom. The one who is dressed up for the wedding, the bride and the groom is called Vara. So Natavara, the gopis are also meaning to say that he looks like a groom, dressed up like a groom. Therefore they are calling him Natavara. Shripad Sanatan Goswami also says another meaning. He says Natanara Vapuhu. Natanara Vapuhu means that form which makes every living entity dance. It also means that Krishna is Nata. He is not but Nara. Nara means human. The devatas are always decorated all the times. But Nara, that is human beings, decorate themselves sometimes according to occasions or whenever they have to dance. Human beings are not always dressed, unlike the devatas. But Krishna is like that. Krishna is like that. His decorations are different at different times as per occasions. So, therefore, Sripad Sanatan Goswami Pad says he is Natanara Vapuhu. Next is Biprata. Biprata means, meaning every day he would wear specific ornaments. Yashoda Maya would decorate him with lots of items. But when he would reach the forest, he would remove all of them because Yashoda Maya would wear him lot of pearls and jewelries. And at the forest, he would remove them. And he would wear those ornaments which would suit the forest leelas. One reason that the gopis became speechless is this but very form of Krishna. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad says that the gopis wanted to say this shloka. Maybe they said or maybe they did not say. But Sukadev Goswami is saying what they wanted to say. Natavara Vapuhu, his dancing form of body. In the forest, he would freely dance all day long. So he is called Natavara Vapuhu. Natavara Vapuhu also means that Swarup which makes everyone dance. In any other avatars of the Lord, there is no such dancing. But Krishna is always dancing and he makes everyone dance. The peacocks dance, the swans dance, the gopas dance, the gopis dance. One and all, everyone dances. Once one gopi went to Yashoda Maya to complain about Krishna. Krishna said, Maya, you don't know? I go to graze the cows and these gopis, complained to Maya. So in reply to his complaint, Krishna is saying, is replying to Maya, he's defending himself. He tells Maya, I go to graze the cows. And these gopis call me to their homes and then they make me dance. And while he's saying this to Maya, he is himself dancing and saying all this. And Maya is saying that this gopi has come with a complaint and this boy is here dancing. This is Krishna's dance. Anywhere, anytime, he's always dancing. Yashoda Maiya becomes very happy that the gopis love my son so much. Krishna tells her also, Maiya, they have come here not to complain, but they have come here to see me. All these complaints are an excuse to see me. Natavara also means one who is the topmost of all the dancers. Krishna would dance anywhere, anytime. Even on Kaliya's hoods he was dancing. Can you imagine anyone dancing on Kaliya's hoods? But he will not leave even that place. And seeing him, even the devatas all started dancing up above in the sky. So he is the one who makes everyone dance. He dances anywhere, anytime, and everyone dances. Even when he was holding the Giriraj, he would dance while holding the Giriraj, while playing the flute. He would play the flute and start dancing, and everyone would get up worried. Oh no, the hill will fall, and they would go run to him and stop him. And say, Krishna, don't dance, please don't dance. So that's how this Natavara is. Sometimes he would come to the well side where the gopis come to take the water, and then he would splash water on the ground so that some gopis would fall down. And the gopi would come there, and she would purposely fall down. Then she would go to Maiya and complain that Krishna did this, this, this. And Krishna, wherein she purposely has fallen down. And Krishna would say, Maiya, these ladies are always out to trouble me. You can check with Davaya if you want. These ladies are so much after me. They come to fill water and they don't look straight on the path. They are always looking here and there. Naturally she will fall. It's natural. To tell you the truth, Maiya, they are looking for me only here and there. And then when she falls, she blames me, saying, this Yashoda's useless son is such a naughty, cheat, debauchee. What all bad words they use on me? They say that Yashoda's son is so and so. They abuse me like this, Maiya. They come with the excuse of filling water. If they really wanted to fill water, what is the need to come so far away? Isn't there other pangats near their home? Other wells near their home? They would come to fill the water, and then after coming there, they'll forget that they had come to fill the water. So this is how Krishna's leelas are with the sakhis. One sakhi tells another sakhi, hey sakhi, do you know what Radha is doing? She has forgotten all worldwide shame. She meets Krishna and she forgets everything and everyone. Everyone will come to know about her. How shameful it is. And she's not even bothered. She's forgotten. Now there is a nice pad on this. Let's sing. Now this prem between Radha and Krishna is not going to get hidden, it is going to get spread out. Everyone is going to come to know. Just like the moonbeams cannot be hidden.
Aaj hum hi har veer nipat kalindi tira.
Krishna forgets that he has come for grazing, and Radharani forgets that she has come to fill the water. And both meet each other, talking to each other. They forget everything else. How long will this be hidden? Very soon everyone will come to know of their hidden dealings. In this way the Sakhis are telling one another. Actually, Krishna goes to graze the cows to meet Radha, and Radha goes to fill water to meet Krishna. So in this way, every leela of Krishna is filled with dance. So he is called Natavar. Now even Lord Shiva dances, so he is called Nataraj. But Krishna is called Natavar. But when Lord Shiva dances, the whole world comes to an end. And when Krishna dances, the entire world is inundated in bliss and the entire world starts dancing. When he was lifting the Govardhan, even at that time he started to dance, playing the flute. That is his position of dancing. Next is Karna Yoha Karnikara. The Karnikara flower is worn. Now Karnikara flower is worn, but sometimes on one ear and sometimes on the other ear. He has such a beautiful ear, and on his Shyam Rang body, he puts this yellow color Karnikara flower, which looks so much more beautiful. He keeps yellow color. Why? Because he remembers Radharani with this. Srila Vishwanath Chakraparthipad says that by keeping this flower on his ear, Krishna is exhibiting his youthfulness. So now the gopis are remembering these aspects of Krishna, and the gopis' premagni increased, remembering all this. Now next is the Bipradavasaha. Bipradavasaha means it's about his clothes. He wears two clothes, one dhoti and one uparna. Now how his clothes are? They are Kanaka Kapisham. Means the effulgence of the cloth is like gold. His dhoti would be tied up tight around his thighs, above his knees, because that is suitable for the forest. And the uparna would be tied around his waist, since he has to dance in the forest. So that's how his clothing is in the forest, and the gopis are remembering that. Vaijayantim Chamala. He wears a Vaijayanti garland. Vaijayanti garland has five colors. That is white, yellow, red, blue and green. It's made of tulasi, then kunda, mandara, parijata and kamal, lotus. Now why is it called Vaijayanti? Vaijayanti means that one who wears such a garland will always have vijay or victory. Such a person will never have any disease and will always be victorious. And that's why the name Vaijayanti. In Krishna's Shringar, the mala or the garland is very, very significant. Vanamala. Vrindadevi makes all the arrangements for Krishna to be worn many, many garlands throughout the day. He wears so many garlands, fresh garlands throughout the day, many, many. Now, why Sukadeva Goswami has not mentioned anything about his jeweled decorations? This is because the jewel decorations are always there on him. But when he enters the forest, he especially decorates himself with the forest items. Next, the gopis are remembering Rendran Veno Radhara Sudhaya. He is filling the holes of the flute with the nectar of his lips, which means that he is playing the flute. Why is it said nectar of his lips? Because the song of the flute, which is emanating from his lips, enchants the entire world. Vrindaranyam Pravishat. In this way, he enters the forest of Vrindavan. Vrindadevi specially decorates the forest for the leelas of Krishna. And therefore, it is called Vrindaranyam. She sees to it that the trees are full of flowers and fruits. The trees are all happy. The peacocks and birds are all happy. Everywhere the flowers are spread out. Not that someone plucks out the flowers and petals and spreads them out with their hands, but the trees themselves spread out the flowers. Leaves and pebbles are all removed from the path. Vrindadevi sees to it. And she sees to it that very soft grass is spread out wherever he walks. She keeps the swings ready for him to use. All the living beings living in the forest of Vrindavan, they are all very fortunate because they are all seeing Krishna in this form. Vrindaranyam. Aranya also means that place where there are no fights, no violence, no diseases. So here all the living entities, even animals, lions, tiger, deer, they all live in peace. There is no violence even among them. Sometimes Krishna hears the voice of the lion and he would run and hide in fear. That's just for the sake of Ras, not that he has any fear. So this is Vrindaranyam. Next is Swapada Ramanam. The forest is decorated with the signs of Krishna's lotus feet. Even the rocks would be embedded with his footprints, like on Giriraj and Kamyavan. We can even today see the footprints of his. And on the grass would be filled up with red kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet. Hari Suriji says, in the whole of Vraj, there is not one portion where Krishna did not keep his feet. There is no fruit which Krishna has not eaten. There is no vines which Krishna has not plucked flowers from. There is no kunj where Krishna has not sported. And there is no tree where Krishna has not done his swing pastime. This is Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is 40 times more pleasure giving to Krishna than Vaikuntha. And to all the living entities also, Vrindavan gives million times more pleasure than Vaikuntha. Krishna gets million times more pleasure with the Vraj by keeping his feet on the Raj of the Vraj. Gopa Vrindeir Gita Kirti Bihi. As Krishna would sing on the flute, accordingly the Gopas would sing glorifying Krishna, glorifying his form, his beauty, his decorations, his qualities, his leelas, etc. As they were entering Vrindavan, whatever Krishna does or however Krishna appears, all that would be described by the Gopas in the form of a song. Every time and everything they would speak about Krishna would all be Geeta Kirti Bihi, song. They would all sing about the glories of his various leelas like Putanavad and many such activities which would happen every day. They would also sing about his Sakya Prem with them, the love that he has for them. So Vrindavan is such a place where every living entity, up to the extent of the leaves and flowers, are all full of happiness and bliss, and they're all dancing out of bliss at all the times. Sripad Sanatan Goswami Pad says that Krishna sings all the time. He would also be thinking that at Kurukshetra I have to sing the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, so let me practice my singing from now itself. So that is how he is singing all the time, according to Sripad Sanatan Goswami. In this way, Krishna is entering the forest of Vrindavan. Now, why in this shloka the entrance of Balaram is not mentioned? Like Balaram is being mentioned in the previous shloka, but not in this. Why? Because the previous shloka is said by Sukadeva Goswami. But this shloka is being said by the gopis according to their bhav. They are deeply immersed in the bhav of Krishna. So Balaram is not being mentioned. And anyway, by saying Gopa Vrindeir, Balaram is automatically included in that. Sukadeva Goswami, this shloka is very powerful. Sukadeva Goswami was attracted by this shloka to the from the impersonal aspect of the Lord to the personal form of Krishna by hearing this shloka. And this shloka is very dear to all the Vaishnavas. Now let us sing some pad.
Ali mane lage Vrindavan ni ko, Ali mane lage Vrindavan ni ko, Ali mane lage Vrindavan ni ko. Lage Vrindavan ni ko.
Thank you.
भगवान की इच्छा नहीं लाल साधन की नहीं निर्वाण की इच्छा
नहीं कछु लाल साधन की नहीं निर्वाण की इच्छा
सखी श्यामा को दो दर्शन भैया इति वेणुरवं राजन् सर्वभूत मनोहरं श्रुत्वा ब्रजस्त्रियः सर्वा वर्णयन्तो भिरे भिरे
O king, when the young ladies in Vraja heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which captivates the minds of all living beings, they all embraced one another and began describing it. Sripad Sanatan Goswami says that when this Venu Geet is Sarva Bhuta Manoharam, steals the minds of all living beings, then what would be the case of the gopis? Hearing such a song, the gopis, while describing the song, they embraced one another. They were embracing the Paramananda Ghanashyam within their minds, keeping him in their minds. Also, they were so much filled with bliss hearing the song of the flute that they started embracing each other. Just like Radharani embraced Lalita, Vishakha embraced another gopi. In this way, each one embraced each other. It also means that they were so much filled with bhav that they found Krishna in each other and embraced each other, thinking it is Krishna. Now, in the previous shloka, they were speechless. So, how come they have started the description in the shloka? So, iti venu ravam rajan, the word iti stands to explain that thus they were speechless, meaning now they have come out of that speechless situation and they have started to speak. Because the Venu Geeta is so attractive that one cannot remain without speaking about it. Krishna calls the gopis to the pangat and anywhere with his flute. Even the cows he would call them with the flute. Not only on this earth, but the sound of the flute would reach all the way up to the heavenly planets where the demigods would hear, and even the residents of the Sutala and Patala Lok would hear. One song with different beats, different tunes, would reach the different kinds of people with different bhavs, and they would all enjoy them as per their own bhav. The gopis would become tanmay with Krishna's flute song, that they would also end up playing the flute. They would end up dressing up as per the requirements, and they would be immersed in line with the flute song. All day long, the gopis would be engaged in describing about Krishna and his activities. Whoever be the gopi, be it Vatsalya Bhav Gopi or Parakiya Bhav Gopi or Swakiya Bhav Gopi, or be them of any youth, anyone, they are all engaged in describing about Krishna and his activities all day long. Hence the word Sarva Vrajastriyaha is used. All the gopis, all these ladies of Vraj, whichever gopi doing whatever kind of work, filling water from the pangat or picking flowers, some on the Govardhan, some doing the cow dung seva, whatever they are engaged in, they all started describing the song of the flute and they started embracing each other. Now what they were describing, this starts from the 7th shloka of this chapter that we will discuss in our next session. Today being Vijayadashami, we will celebrate that festival. Hare Krishna.